But first, to the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game won again by the American League last night. And joining us now to talk about it is someone who is not impressed with today's All-Stars. It's the oldest living ball player in America. It's Dirty Doug Out.
Yeah,
morning, Doug.
Got that right.
How are you?
Oldest living ball player. I played in six different decades.
Wow. How old are you now?
I played with all the greats. I play with Ty Cobb and Raleigh Fingers. Gentleman Jim Corbett.
As a fighter.
Played in a Grapefruit League, the Negro League, the Bush League, 20,000 leagues. I played them all.
All of them.
All of them. And we played 32. That's how I got the nickname, Dirty Dugout.
Yeah, you were a dirty player.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In my day, we would go in with the spikes high.
That's right.
And now these players today, they're so weak.
A little soft.
They're so weak. They're soft, I tell ya. They get a 10-pitch count. Throw 10 pitches, and then I got to go get under the nursing blanket and suck on a mama's breast.
I think it's higher than 10 pitches, but yeah, they do it. They have a pitch count.
In my day, if you blew out your arm during a game, you just started pitching with the other arm.
That's tough.
And these players, did you watch the game on the television picture box?
Yes.
I saw these players taking selfies out there.
Yep. Yeah.
Thinking they're breaking new ground by carrying their phones with them.
Mm-hmm.
We used to carry our phones with us out there, too.
Really?
Of course, they were landlines, and that made it real tough. I was roughing it. Bunch of landlines all tangling you up while you're trying to feel the chopper.
Right.
And the so-called Shin-Soo Chu.
Right, the Ranger.
That's his name.
How the hell is he even playing in America?
Well, now, come on. It's a very open world.
American pastime. After Poyle Harbor, how could we let him in the league?
Poyle Harbor.
After what his people did to our people.
Well, no, that was okay, Japan, yeah. And he's from Korea, so let's...
I tell you this, we wouldn't have let him get the 51 games on this stupid streak of his.
Oh, yeah?
We would have taken a circ saw to his calves when he came up to the plate.
Oh, my gosh.
We would have stuffed his nuts in a sausage press in the on-deck circle. You hear that, George?
That's assault.
Nuts in a sausage press.
That just sounds like unnecessarily violence to me.
Yeah, is this, which one is this one?
Well, it's George.
Oh, the fake red dirt guy. I've heard of you. You and your red dirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Walter Johnson, Cy Young. Now, they knew how to throw the ball hard. They threw it hard.
Yeah, I guess you batted against those guys.
200 miles per hour.
What?
They were tough to hit. And if you got hit by one of their pitches, your chances of survival were 10%.
Oh, man. They threw so hard.
Tops. I have with me right here, where I'm at a convention that I'm talking to you from.
Mm-hmm.
Right with me is the second oldest living ball player. You want to talk to him?
Sure.
Don't you dare.
Hold on here.
Well, this is quite a bonus.
It won't be.
Who am I speaking with?
Well, this is the Musers radio show in Dallas-Fort Worth. Who's this?
Coco not know how to play baseball well.
Okay, well, hang up the phone.
You're the second oldest living ball player? I'm confused.
Coco play ball while nursing dead kitten. This make Coco sad.
Good.
George is being mean to Coco.
Yes, George, don't be mean.
I'm sorry, I'm being mean to Coco.
Coco will strike back.
George makes ticket a not safe space for Coco.
We're working on him.
Take phone and hang up now.
Coco in lower heaven getting upset because George speaks like an Indian to Coco.
I was trying to speak your language.
My dad,
No way.
No, we
got to go.
Okay.
All right, see ya. It was Dirty Dugout and special guest.